The Bush campaign has pulled out all stops in South Carolina. It's really been a family affair, with the family matriarch, Barbara Bush, hitting the trail, and former President George W. Bush coming out of retirement to stump for his brother. That has Bush supporters, like South Florida Congressman Mario Diaz-Balart, saying calls for him to exit the race are premature.
As of now, we've had a lot of, you know, a lot of hoopla, and I get that, but we've only had two votes. And what I think you've seen is that all of the major candidates are clearly alive and well.
Florida's junior Senator Marco Rubio has been rising in recent polls, and he became the envy of his opponents this week by nabbing the endorsement of South Carolina's popular governor, Nikki Haley. Pundits are predicting Rubio will now steal the show, but Diaz-Balart says don't trust them.
The reality is that there's, you know, as of now, most of the polls and most of the pundits have been wrong. So, and by the way, I'm going to include myself in there that I've been wrong a lot as well. And so, again, this is the people who go out to the polls are the ones who are going to decide this, as it should be.
Rubio only has the endorsement of one Florida congressman, Tom Rooney of Central Florida. He says calls for Bush to drop out are premature.
Let's see what happens in South Carolina, and then I think that you'll see, pragmatism kind of come to the top.
While Florida voters don't get a weigh-in on the primary until March, neither native son is winning in local polls. Both Rubio and Bush consistently trail reality star and real estate mogul Donald Trump. Rooney says Rubio and Bush are stealing votes from each other.
Certainly, if there was only one of them, they might be able to vie to compete against Trump. But I think that right now, after just two contests, neither of them is willing to concede that it's them that should be the one bowing out.
But the conventional wisdom doesn't apply to this year's election, according to Jeffrey Skelly, who monitors elections for the University of Virginia's Center for Politics. He says he can picture scenarios where either Bush or Rubio supporters migrate to a non-native son.
Some people do consider Trump their second choice. So, as people drop out, he's going to gain some. It's just kind of a question of how much.
At least one South Florida Republican is vowing to never support Trump, Congressman Carlos Curbelo.
I will not support him. I cannot look at my two little girls in the eye and tell them that I'm supporting someone of that nature to lead this country, someone who has disrespected not just the American people, but also our founders.
Curbelo's list of reasons for opposing Trump is long.
Someone who's obviously very limited in terms of knowledge as to how the world functions, how our government functions, what the Constitution allows and does not allow. So I will not support Donald Trump. And I think Republican primary voters would be wise to reject him.
Curbelo is firmly behind Bush, in part because he's in such stark contrast from the bombastic Trump. But he says Saturday is vital for Florida's former governor.
All that talk about him considering getting out, that there's no place for that until we see the result of the South Carolina primary.
And other South Florida lawmakers are still giddy about Bush.
Yeah. Jeb is in it to win it.
That's Congresswoman Ileana Ross-Leighton. She says she's in no rush to see the crowded Republican primary field winnow down at all.
We've got some real experienced folks left, and may they battle it out until the convention.
I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.